The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries. There are many things to love about India. The people, brilliant color, and diverse culture. It's a place known for its contrasts and extremes. A land caught in time, while moving faster than most places in the world. Renowned for its beauty and serenity, yet struggling with overpopulation and poverty. And then there are the centuries of traditions that are common in India. Influenced by its multiple religions and a caste system that has defined their society for thousands of years. Today, we draw attention to one cruel and unspeakable custom that's been practiced in many areas of India for centuries and is still performed today. Female gendercide. Here, millions of girls disappear. Through neglect, murder, or selective abortion, because they simply don't count. And in some families, there are generations where no girl child has been allowed to live. Statistics tell us that 1 in 4 girls do not live past puberty, making India one of the most dangerous places to be a girl.
I want to ask you about the difficulty of girls in the country.
It's a big issue, and there's a reason behind it. There are several. One of the main reasons is the dowry system. The dowry system basically says that a girl must give the boy money, whether it's gold or property or cars or whatever, when she marries him. So what happens is, the family is saving up for that marriage day right from the time the girl is born. So invariably, when they discover a girl is born, it's not a good thing, especially if they are from a poor family. Because the dowry system, even though, by the way, it's a crime, technically you're not supposed to be doing dowry in India, but it's almost ingrained in the culture so strongly that, you know, you just can't get rid of it. So they may use words like, well, it's a gift, it's not a dowry, we don't demand it, but, you know, we expect it. So female infanticide is very high. The law has prevented any scan center from revealing the sex of the fetus, but still that is done
so illegally. People can't even know?
No, they're not supposed to know.
Whether it's a boy or a girl, when the baby is in the womb, because they're concerned that they will choose to abort a girl child.
Exactly. And then there's the other issue of abandoning the child after birth. So you'll find several stories of girls being thrown in dustbins or thrown on the wayside or just abandoned in a railway station. And unless there's somebody, a Christian home or church, somebody working in the area, or some social work organization or NGO who has, you know, pity on them and takes care of them, those kids can die. Or the other thing that can happen is girls are being trafficked. So that's another big issue in India. So often you find girls being neglected in their own home. They're ill-treated, they're abused. They're made to do, you know, all the menial work. Well, the guy is treated like a prince.
Extreme poverty is a huge problem in this area just outside of Hyderabad, India. But there are two young girls that we want to tell you about. Their names are Bhavana and Nandini, and they are facing something that is so difficult. The fact is, they are girls, and that's basically all it takes. Here, oftentimes, people think of girls as nothing more than a burden. The girl's mother is behind me, and she works hard selling vegetables, trying to provide for her children. But their father is resentful because he does not have any boys, and he has put them in a dangerous situation.
My situation is very bad. The kind of things I'm going through sometimes make me feel hopeless. My biggest struggle is supporting my family with the little earnings I make selling vegetables. And although I have a husband, it's like not having one because he doesn't support or even care for his family. Whatever money he earns, he spends on himself and on alcohol. His drinking is so bad that he disappears for days. And when he is at home, he is abusive. For instance, when my youngest daughter was born, he was so upset that she was a girl child that he kicked me in the stomach and damaged my female organs. Since that time, he's tried to kill me twice. Out of fear, I'm now live with my in-laws. However, I'm most concerned for my daughters. My husband refuses to take care of them. In India, daughters are not always wanted because it takes a lot of money to raise them, then pay for a dowry to get them married. To make sure my four daughters are taken care of, I have had to send two of my daughters to live with my mother. And I brought my other two daughters to live here in this home so that they can get a good education and have a good life.
What do you remember about life before you came here? Tell me what you remember.
My parents would give me a work. Due to that work, I used to feel sick because I can't do with my physical energy so much work.
Oh, so you were tired from all the working?
Yes.
And were you able to go to school?
No.
What is your family like now?
They are all facing problems.
What kind of problems are your family facing?
My father is not there in my home. He is roaming outside.
That must be very difficult to know that your other sisters and your mother are hurting.
I saw her face like she was not able to express anything because of the situation. And I told her, like, don't worry, we will take care of it. God is there to take care of your children. And we welcome them. They're the first children in our children's home.
As I'm sure you know, there are many parts of the world where simply being born a girl and not a boy makes life very difficult. India is one of those places. In fact, today in the India Times newspaper, there's an article about a man who tried to kill his own daughter, and it states that police said that he used to torture his daughter because he did not want a girl child. He was arrested for attempting to bury her alive. It's hard to understand situations like this, but what you really need to know is that together we can make a difference, and we are. The girls that you see behind me are part of our Hand of Hope sponsored children's home, and we're able to not only keep them in a safe place, an environment that is loving, but to let them know that what society says about them is not true, that it's what God says about them that matters. They are valuable and they are loved. You are helping make this possible. Don't ever look at a situation and think it's too big to make a change. Together, we are making a change, and we thank you for being part of it.
For your donation today of any amount, we'd like to send you Joyce's audio devotional, Better Your Day by What You Think and Say. Contact us right now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
I just want to ask you a little bit about the experience for the girls who are here. And, you know, what we've learned with these sisters is that some of the girls face very difficult situations. Yes. Because they were born girls.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what that's like.
In India, most of parents, they think if girl child born, they need to worry about their dowry when they get married. Even education, though they give too much education for them, they leave their homes. But it's really joy always because taking care of the girls here.
So you're able to help these girls to realize that God does have a good plan for them and loves them.
Exactly. That's what we always tell them. We want to raise them in a way that God designed for them. Always try to encourage them and equip them and also teach them about the future and ask them to pray about your goal, because God is going to fulfill your heart desires. Especially we want to raise them in a disciplined way and also give them a good education that can change their lives for the future. Always feel so happy when children pray. God opens the doors sometimes when we have difficult times or when we are going through tough situation sometimes. We all kneel down together and pray in the presence of the God. And miraculously, God helps us. And this is the way because we started in 2010. In 2011, Joyce Meyer Ministry, they saw work and they started supporting us.
What has that meant for you?
It's great because with the help of Joyce Meyer, their support, we are able to take care of many kids here, and we are able to give them a good education and good food, and we are teaching discipline because it lasts for a long time.
Have you seen a real difference in the lives of these children?
When they came in the beginning, they don't open their mouth, so we talk to them, we counsel them how parents they treated them and how they came here. We'll explain them why God brought them here with a special purpose in their life. And we'll let them know what God really means to them. Then we can see their faces filled with great joy.
What is life like for you here?
It is beautiful in this home. I liked most everyone here. I enjoyed my time very well in this home. I learned manners over here.
And you're learning very good English.
Yes. Say good afternoon.
I say good afternoon.
In the afternoon.
It sounds like you realize that you have something special here at the home, that God is taking care of you.
Yes, God is taking care about me. He is taking care about me in all my necessities, and He is giving me very good health.
Yeah. Do you also have a lot of friends and a lot of fun here?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about them. What do you like to do together?
We will pray together every day, and we'll play every day. Whenever we have time, we'll make funny jokes. We'll sit, study, and we'll learn about something about God.
What have you learned about God?
I learned about God. God, Jesus died for my sins, and He rose from death. So that's why I accepted Him my Savior. Now I'm praying for my family to accept Him as their Savior.
I have seen lots of changes in both girls, because when they came first year, they don't know how to pray, they don't know how to sing, even they don't know how to express what is in their hearts. But now they express, and even they lead worship here, they lead songs, and they also read Bible and try to explain to the younger ones, especially the elder one, Bhavna. She explained what is in the Bible, and she explained stories to the kids.
What does that mean to you when you see her growing up and really blooming in who Christ is in her? As you're watching that and you're seeing her influence the other children, how do you feel?
Especially, I'm so happy because we are able to introduce her Christ, who is the creator of this universe and who died for us. And she was so happy to accept that, because her family is not Christians. They are from different faith, but she was saved, and we believe that the whole family will save in the future.
You got to see your mom today.
Yes.
Did that make you happy? How did that make you feel?
Did that make me very happy to see my mom?
Is your home where your mother lives very far away from here?
Yes.
Is it? So how often do you get to see her?
For 5 months, 6 months, she'll come.
So she'll come a couple times a year?
Oh.
Yeah. And that's important to you when you get to see her. When your mom does get to come and visit, what do you do together? What do you talk about?
We'll talk about her health, and we'll talk about my family, and we'll enjoy that.
Tell me how you're praying for your family. How are you praying for your mom?
I'm praying for my mom to God should give her a good health. In operation, she should get success. I'm praying for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're praying for her too. We're praying for her too. It takes a great deal of love to be able to give someone up for what's best for them. How much do you love your daughters?
I'm doing my best to raise my girls to be equal to boys. If they didn't live here, I'm certain they would be living in the streets, not learning and living a careless life. At least now they have a chance to build their life and be in a secure place.
What does it mean to you when you come here to visit and you see your daughters are happy?
I'm really happy and grateful. It is painful to be away from my daughters, but when I visit them, I'm happy to see the way they are being taken care of. I forget my worries and all the pain I'm going through. I fully believe that they now have a chance to reach a great level in their lives.
Just listening to a Bible story, and it's wonderful. And did you know that your special gift today can help teach people about Christ? You can feed children, you can provide for their needs, you can help with medical care. Your gift today makes a difference. I got to get back to the story.
For your donation today of any amount, we'd like to send you Joyce's audio devotional, Better Your Day by What You Think and Say. Contact us right now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
How do you help a girl to understand her value in Christ when she's been told by society something very different?
Only a Christian can do that. Because it's only in Christ that we discover who we are. Male or female, doesn't matter. We are created in His image, you know. Because no other faith says that God created man and woman in His image, whereas the Bible says that. So when you tell a child that, a girl child that, when she's growing up, you are equal to a boy, it makes a big difference to them. Yes, the world may not think so, your friends may not think so, parents may not think so. And then you say, because God thinks so.
What is Joyce Meyer Ministries and Hand of Hope able to do to help young women and to help girls in this situation?
I think it's in the feeding centers that we are running across India. We make sure that we have girls and boys in the feeding center. We make sure both are loved equally. We make sure that, you know, they are treated just like God would treat them, with love. And so when the kids come there 5 days a week, they are seeing love which they're not even getting at home. They are poor kids, and their kids, their parents usually are not educated. So what they're getting at home is either physical or verbal or emotional or spiritual or sexual abuse. You know, so when they're coming to our center and they find love, unconditional love, they don't want to leave.
Well, we're literally feeding in hundreds of centers all across India, both here in the south and in the north, in rural villages and in urban slums. And this is, again, a wonderful part of our program.
Now, we also have the opportunity to go a little bit deeper with some children and to just completely take them in, give them a family, love on them all day long, every day. And we're seeing a big impact that has on those children. Do you like? Yeah, I can pass them out too. There you go.
You said you wanted to be a doctor to help the children. Tell me about how you want to help them and why that is.
To become a doctor and to help poor children who are staying outside and who are not studying well and who are roaming outside.
What things do you like to do to have fun?
Playing games. Watching TV.
Watching TV? What do you like to watch on TV?
Bible TV. Barbie.
Oh, Barbie TV, of course. Well, maybe we can play Barbies later. You want to play some Barbies later?
Yes.
Yes? All right. Tell me what you would like to be when you grow up. What would you like to do?
When I grow up, I want to become a teacher. I would like to help deprived children with the knowledge I have gained here. So I ask that you all pray for me to have a good future.
So being able to not only take them in and provide for them, but to share with them the value that they have and who God made them to be.
Turn them into spiritual champions. Oh, it is huge. And to see them become what God intended them to become. And the truth of it is, when their community see that and see the way that they can become and contribute back to the village, they're on board. They're completely on board with the finished product. It's getting there that's always, of course, the challenge.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for Joyce Mary Ministries who are helping to this home. I want to request one thing to them. They should pray for my home and me, because to development of my home, they should also pray for this home.
Absolutely. Thank you. We will do that. Do you understand that there are a lot of people all over the world who are watching right now who really do care about you? They do pray for you. They love you. And it's because of the love that God puts in all of our hearts for you.
Thank you, sister.
I feel it's very important for you to hear Bhavna and Nandini's inspiring story, because they put a human face to millions of women and girls around the world that are living in brutal circumstances, including trafficking, prostitution, violence, and even death. Their story also illustrates how our outreaches around the world are providing protection, education, and love for these girls to become who God created them to be. However, for every one girl we save, there are still millions more that need help. And I realize that it's easy to think that this need is just too enormous for one person to really make any kind of a significant impact. But as you just witnessed, we can make a difference. We are making a difference. And so I'm asking you to join us in saving our daughters, God's daughters, around the world. Will you send in a very generous, heartfelt gift to our missions programs around the world? I believe that helping people like these girls and so many other people that are hurting puts a big smile on God's face. Actually, the Bible says that God loves a cheerful, joyous, prompt-to-do-it giver. And so today we're offering my audio devotional, Better Your Day by What You Think and Say. Certainly, we all have challenges in life, but we can make them better or worse by the way we think and talk. So why not begin each day in agreement with God and say what He says? I'd say that's a win-win situation. You learn how to transform your life with what you say and think, and your support helps us to transform lives all around the world. When you support Joyce Meyer Ministries, you are joining with us as we share the love of Christ to millions around the world, and I am so grateful for your help. God bless you, and thank you.
Have you ever wondered what a happy child eating a plate of food far away in India means to you? Well, let me tell you, at Joyce Meyer Ministries, if you're a partner with us, or maybe you're giving a special gift toward a missions campaign, you are making it happen. You're feeding, you're providing medical care, you're providing homes for children. It's the way it works. We can't do it without you. You make it possible.
For your donation today of any amount, we'd like to send you Joyce's audio devotional, Better Your Day by What You Think and Say. Contact us right now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org. The Bible, our instruction book for life. Spending time in God's Word will change our lives, but consistent and effective study can be challenging. That's one reason why Joyce is here to help. At joycemeyer.org/Bible study, you'll find ways to make your study time come to life with helpful resources, study suggestions, and encouragement from Joyce. Get the most you can studying God's Word with everyday study. Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible study.
We are wrapping up a beautiful week here in Los Angeles, and you see the beautiful skyline behind me. What you don't see is what we've just seen tonight, and that is different parts of the city where darkness rules. And we have been shining a light into those dark places where human trafficking is ruining the lives of young women. With your help, we're able to be here partnering with the Dream Center of Los Angeles. They're going out, they're building relationships with young women who are trapped in this lifestyle, giving them the opportunity to step away from that, giving them a safe place, meeting their physical and spiritual needs, and best of all, seeing their lives completely changed. We met some young women this week who I will never forget.
Jesus is amazing, and he's precious, and without the people in Dream Center and without them introducing me to him, I wouldn't be here today.
To hear the mercy and the grace of Christ, who can make such a difference in broken lives, is very encouraging. And to know that these women now have opportunities in their lives that they never dreamed possible, it's what the Dream Center here is all about. It's also why we have a Dream Center in St. Louis. It's also why we are working to prevent human trafficking and to rescue people in other parts of the world. It's all of us working together to make a difference. So whether it's here in the United States, or it is in Ethiopia, or perhaps it's in India, a woman deserves the opportunity to have the life that Christ died for her to have. So we want you to know what you're part of with Joyce Meyer Ministries and Hand of Hope. And we want to tell you, thank you. You may not realize the impact that you're having, but it is profound.